Welcome to Beneath the Helmet with running back Tevin Coleman. Tevin, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, no problem.
Take me back to the very first time you ever set foot on a football field.
It was actually Little League. I was 7 years old, and that's the first time I took place playing football. I really wanted to play baseball. That was my dream to play baseball when I was little, but my dad couldn't find a facility, and actually across the street we had a football facility, so he said try this, and then after the first practice I fell in love, so it was just like that.
Did you continue to play on baseball after that, or was it kind
of
like...
Nah, I didn't even try to play baseball, so I mean it was just football all out.
And did you play any other sports growing up in high school?
Yeah, I did track in high school. Yeah, I did the 100, 200, long jump.
Did you do that to stay in shape for football, or was it kind of like you wanted to try sprinting out?
I really liked doing track. I mean, I love track, so, I mean, I kind of miss it now, but other than that, I really enjoy doing track.
And you were known as one of the best sprinters and even the best jumpers in your state. How did that make you feel?
Oh, I mean, it was just competition. I mean, it made me feel great. I mean, I love to do it, so, I mean, I had no problem doing it. So, I mean, it was... Just fun to do.
And either on the field or off the field, who is your biggest inspiration?
I'll say my mom and my dad, my biggest inspiration. Now they never missed a game since I first started playing football. So, I mean, without them, I mean, I wouldn't be here. I'd be nothing. So, I mean, they come to every single game, home or away. So.
Do you ever get homesick and miss them and want to head back up?
I really don't get homesick. I see him a lot, you know, every weekend I see him, so.
So if you weren't playing football, weren't playing sports at all, what would you be doing right now?
I majored in criminal justice, so I want to do something like in the Secret Service or something like that, you know, be a bodyguard for the president or something, you know, something like that.
So okay.
I'll probably be doing something in that area.
And other than football or other than criminal justice, what's kind of one of your hobbies, what you do in the off time when you're not playing football?
Not playing football, I like to chill, relax, watch TV shows, movies, and things like that. I actually like to go to the movies, you know, and see what's out, what's new, things like that. So.
What was the last movie you saw in theaters?
Last movie was NWA. Was it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a pretty good movie, you know. And then I just finished watching Power, so okay. Pretty good show.
Okay. Yeah. Let's say you were working in the cafeteria today. You had to make you had to make lunch or dinner for all of your teammates. What would be on that menu?
On that menu, it would be baked macaroni and cheese. Yeah, that's my favorite. Fried chicken, and I like salmon, so I'll have that on there.
Interesting selection. I like it. You're making me hungry. And if you could invite anyone to that dinner, dead or alive, who would it be?
Obviously it would be my family, you know, my brothers, my mom, my dad, my grandma, things like that. So.
Talk about your siblings a little bit. Did they play sports? Did they kind of push you into playing?
Actually, none of my family actually played sports. So I'm the only one that plays sports. So I mean, I don't know who I got the ability from, but my mom didn't play sports, my dad didn't play sports, my brothers didn't play sports.
So when you were 7 years old and you decided, hey, I want to go play baseball, but got switched to football, was that just kind of because you wanted to experience it all?
Yeah, I guess that is it. I mean, my dad said I had so much energy when I was little. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, he had to put me in something. So. Mm-hmm.
And then. Going into games, from high school, college, or even right now, what is your typical pregame ritual?
Pregame ritual is just basically I just listen to music, just relax, listen to music, and just get myself calm and ready for the game.
Any particular music?
Mostly rap.
Who's your favorite artist?
Right now I go with Future. He's my favorite artist right now.
When you signed with the Falcons, what was your first purchase? Big purchase, little purchase, could be a movie ticket.
My first purchase was a car, you know. Okay. Got Mercedes-Benz, you know. So that was one of my dream cars I got.
What color was it?
Oh, it's white.
beautiful.
Yeah. White with black shoes on it.
Okay. So, yeah. I'll look for you in the parking lot. All
right, cool. Yeah.
All right, Tevin, well, thank you so much for joining us today. And Falcon fans, thank you for joining us right here at AtlantaFalcons.com.